Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen, amen. Won't you just throw your hands in the air? Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in the building today. Amen. Come on, close your eyes. Amen. Lift your hands. Amen. God's going to do something right now in the building. Amen. Before the word of God goes forth, I believe God can move right now in this building, right now. Amen. Come on, lift your voice. Come on, lift your voice. Come on, let's go beyond the status quo. I don't believe you're just here to be entertained, but somebody's been praying, God, I need you to come into my life. I need you, God, to make me whole, make me new. I need you to heal me, Lord. And I know that God can heal you right now, but hear me, he wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from you right now. So somebody lift your voice. Come on, above all the chaos and the calamity and the disappointment of the day, somebody cry out, Jesus, I just need you. Come on, somebody cry out, Jesus, I need you right now. Come on, he's answering right now. He's moving on your behalf right now. Because you've caused him to stop and come see about your problem. You've caused him to stop and come see about your issue. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise right now. Amen. I love what I feel in the house of the Lord today. Amen. You are blessed to be able to be in the presence of the Lord. For the songwriter said that in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. You are blessed this morning to be in the presence of God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I mean, I was praying in Psalms 147. I was praying this morning and down in your pastor's office, and I was about to eat some donuts and all that good stuff and relax and take it easy. But I told myself I better hurry up and get upstairs before they send somebody after me. Amen. But appreciate the Lord. And I could hear the sounds of rejoicing from downstairs. Amen. And folks, we need Jesus more than ever. Amen. But whether you believe or not, you need Jesus. Amen. I need Jesus. Amen. And amen. And he is still moving. Amen. In dark times, God is still moving. Amen. And people are still receiving the Holy Ghost. And God is still healing. Because we may stop, but God never stops. He doesn't take a day off. He doesn't have a vacation. God doesn't have a 401k plan. Amen. When you lay your head down at nighttime, he's still working. And he may not come when you want him to, Brother Carl, but you can rest assured that he will be there right on time. Amen. My faith is not wavered in by what I see, but I stand on by what I know. Amen. That he has everything in control. Amen. We give honor to your pastor. Amen. And I'm starting to get used to calling him pastor. We get honor. We're so used to being here. We give honor to your pastor and his wonderful wife and their kids. And from my understanding, they're going to be having a couple marriages in the future. And we're praying, amen, that God will have his hand on those marriages. And I'm going to try to do my best to console dad and keep him under control. I know it's a heavy task. I haven't faced that task yet, but I can just console him in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalms 147. I'm glad I got you laughing. Now I'm going to try my best to get into your heart this morning. Psalms 147, verse 2 and 3. The Bible said, the Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathered together the outcasts of Israel. Then the Bible says, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He healeth the broken in heart, but he also bindeth up their wounds. I'm going to preach today with the help of the Lord what God does with broken pieces. what God doeth with broken pieces. Why don't you close your Bibles today? Amen. Lift your hands. Let's pray. Lord, we need you today in this building. I need you, Lord. God, we cannot move unless you're in the building. We can't have an outpouring unless you're in the building today, God. And I'm not preaching to perfect people today, Lord. I'm preaching to people, God, who are broken by life, who are disappointed by the outcomes of situations. But God, I know that you're here for a reason, and they're here for a reason today, God, that you're here to restore, to heal, to bind up the brokenhearted today, Lord. And God, we're going to worship you for what you're going to do right now in this building. God, we did not come hoping that you show up. We're expecting you to be here. We're expecting somebody to get healed. We're expecting somebody to get delivered this morning. And God, as we fight against every principality and power, we promise to give you praise and to give you glory and to give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let somebody say in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. The house. Amen. If you're going to help me preach, you can be seated. If not, the altar is open now. Amen. I feel the Lord in the house this morning. I come to you this morning, this afternoon, with a heavy burden today. I did not come to preach you something that will wow you, something that will tickle your spirit. But the reality of things is that we all are facing things in our life that have caused us to be simply broken. Disappointment with life, disappointment with situations. We have come to the point where brokenness has got us into a place where we are spiritually declining from what God has for us. Amen. Sin has driven us to a place of brokenness. Amen. From the very beginning, the climate was right, the relationship was set, but sin severed that relationship. Sin in the very beginning broke that climate, that relationship with God, and shattered that relationship into many pieces. I'm so glad today that Jesus stepped out of eternity into time, and he severed that relationship between the creature and the creator. Can we say amen? The Bible says, amen, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, the Lord said, as he sat back and took pen and paper, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel, amen, to bind up those who are brokenhearted. Amen. To set at liberty those who are captive. You see, God is here for a reason and a purpose, and that is to touch those who are broken. He did not come for the perfect person, because the Bible says those who are perfect need not need of a physician, but he's looking for those who are broken in the building. Those who life has dealt them a bad blow. You've tried everything else and everything else has failed, but you found yourself in the house of God on the Sunday morning, seeking refuge from the storms of life, seeking help from nobody else but God. When alcohol couldn't get the job done, when the avenues of this life could not get the job done, amen, when disappointment could not get the job done, you find yourself hitting rock bottom, and life has dealt you a bunch of broken pieces. What can we do with broken pieces? What can God do with the broken pieces of a life? Well, we have to ask the prophet Ezekiel, as the Lord brought him, the Bible says, in a valley, and he sat him there, amen, where pieces of life were broken. He sat him in a valley where people used to be warriors. Amen. He sat him in a situation where it did not look good, nothing but broken pieces. And he asked him the question, son of man, can these bones ever live again? I have to believe that
amen, that these warriors used to be, there were warriors who had some scars, maybe some stab wounds, maybe, amen, was some bullet holes, but whatever the case may be, amen, they are dead. But he says, Son of Man, can these bones live again? That lets me know that they used to have life in them before. That lets me know things used to be perfect, but sometime down the road they found themselves scattered abroad in broken pieces. He looks at the situation. He examines the situation. Now, I'm sure most of us, we've read the story of Ezekiel. We know from the onset when the Lord asked him the question, Son of Man, can these bones live? Our response would be, yes, Lord, you know. But in Ezekiel's case, he did not know. But his response was, I know, Lord, that things are broken. And I know all hope is gone. I don't have the answer, Lord. But you know, I can't put it together, Brother Cole, but God, you know. I wish there was somebody in the house who had enough faith to believe. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but God, you know. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this situation, God, but you know. I don't know what's going to happen on tomorrow, but God, you know. I might have been hurt, God, but you know. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but God, you know. He knows the way that I take. I don't know how it's going to turn out, Pastor, but God knows. I don't know where revival is going to show up, but God knows. I don't know how your family is going to be saved, but he knows. I don't know how the bills are going to get paid, but God knows. I don't know how my body's going to get healed, but God, I have to keep going. I have to keep going, but he knows exactly what he's doing. He sits up high, and he looks down low. He knows the way that you're taking. See, Lord, you know, I can't put this together. I'm so broken, but you know, and the devil thrives on getting you to look at your situation and look at the broken pieces. I'm preaching to people right now. You've got broken marriages. The devil has robbed you of your faith. He's robbed you of your hope. And all you see is a brokenness. But I've come in the Holy Ghost to let you know that God can take your brokenness and put, come on somebody, in the Holy Ghost. You can live again. He looks at the broken pieces, and he said, Lord, you know. And the Lord said, that's not what I'm asking. Son of Man, can these bones live? I know you see a bunch of junk. And we focus more on the brokenness that we forget about the God who has all power in heaven and earth. We forget about a God who can do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. It's in the brokenest times of life we forget that God is able. He said, listen to me, Ezekiel, I want you to start speaking. I want you to speak to some dead things. I want you to speak to people who had dreams. Amen, they've got disappointments. And if you can ever have enough faith to speak in a valley of dry bones, I will start raising them up, amen, as a great exceeding army. I've come to prophesy to the broken in the building. It's time to live again. It's time to rejoice again. It's time to serve God again. It's time to pray again. It's time to worship again. You can live. You can make it. Everything's going to be okay. You can live again. So he begins to speak. He looks at these bones that are broken. He begins to speak. He begins to speak to try and get hope back into the camp. He's going to speak to people who used to be warriors, but they got wounded in the heat of the battle. He's preaching to people who've got some spiritual scars, and the devil says you'll never recover from a fall. He's looking at people who've got some hurts, and they may have even had some bitterness, and they've got some pride sitting on the other side, and they're just sitting there like God owes them everything. He's trying to preach to people who just need put back together again. He's not preaching to perfect people. He's not preaching to perfect people. So I've got news for you today. If you're a guest of ours and you're watching on TV or whatever, we're not perfect people. Now, I know one of my good friends in the sound booth, he thinks he's perfect. And I don't know, brother, where he jumped out of the sound booth. He put a fasten on me. Brother, we're none of us are perfect. Hear me. We can come in here, Pastor, and we can put on a nice suit, and let's not try to dress like him today. We can put on a nice the blazer and a nice tie, and we can look the part, but we're still broken on the inside. We're still hurt on the inside. We're still confused on the inside. We still got some spiritual sickness on the inside. And we're asking ourselves, can God ever use me again? Can anything ever good come out of my life? And the devil says, you're broken and you're confused. He's broken, but he said, I want you to just start speaking. If you can ever speak, then things will start coming together. But nothing started happening until the prophet started speaking. He didn't look at by what he saw. He started going by what he knew. If God said it, it's going to happen. If God said it, it's going to happen. Here's where the devil likes to show up. If God said it, then it might happen. And here's where we make the mistake, because if God doesn't respond at that moment, then we forsake the word of God. If God doesn't heal me, Brother Carl, when he's right on the spot, then God's not a healer. God doesn't put me in my life back together, then God is not a restorer of broken dreams. He can't do what he said he can do, so I'm going to leave God. I'm going to turn back to things. I'm going to turn back to the world to try and appease me. I'm going to turn to drugs and alcohol. I'm going to try to find those things that will appeal me. But hear me, friend, when you still find yourself lost, you're still broken. And alcohol can't put you back together. And drugs can't put you back together. And pride can't put it back together. And broken homes can't put it back together. But when you pray, so he's trying to get things back together. And when he stands up and he looks at those bones and he starts speaking the word of God, he started speaking. All of a sudden, there was a shaking that started taking place. There was a shaking in that valley. Things started coming together. I wish to God that in his last days that we had some church, some people who will walk by faith and not by sight, but speak the word of God with boldness. The Bible says that when they prayed, the place that they prayed was shaking, and they went out and preached the word of God with boldness. We need men of God in these last days who are not afraid to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. We need people of faith who can speak to the mountain and say, be ye removed. So he looks at that situation and he begins to speak. He began to speak and things started happening. Down to nothing. And he started speaking
things started coming together. All those broken pieces, when they heard the word of God, started coming together. It was not because of a talented preacher. It was not because he looked good. It was not because he was educated. But when the word of God went forth, things started coming together. Hear me, somebody. Hear the word of the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When you hear the word of God, it brings a form of change in your life. And the things in your life which are broken, God will put them together the way that they should be. We were in Florida preaching just a couple weeks ago, and the Holy Ghost was moving. Pastor, and this lady walked in. They brought her into the church in a wheelchair. She propped her foot up and said she had pain in her foot. We started having a good time in the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost said, if you'll just listen to the word of God by faith, God will do something that will blow your mind. Now I'm preaching. I'm just going like I used to go 100 miles an hour, trying to slow down. And I'm preaching. I said, church, hear me. If you come expecting God to do something, he will do it. Yeah. Brother Carl, I reared back. And I said, the Holy Ghost told me to tell you that the day's going to come where backsliders are going to walk in off the street and walk into the church. Yeah. Oh, that sounds good and dandy. Until you go back to your room and the devil says, you know what you just said? And I said, oh, yes, I just know what I just said. Did I say what I just said? And I said, oh, Lord, I said what I just said. So we come back Sunday night, man, we're having one of those, you know, bobby pin throwing kind of services, shoes flying everywhere, tires are going everywhere, praising God like it's nobody's business kind of, you know what I'm talking about? Folks acting like they've been redeemed, you know what I'm talking about? Didn't care who was watching them. They just knew they had to get Jesus in the house. I wonder what will happen this morning if we had some people in this building. If there was young or old, rich or poor, black or white. Well, says, preacher, I didn't come to see you. I love you. I want to be your friend, but I need Jesus to move. I need God to come into my house. And not just come into my house. I need the Holy Ghost to come into my house and shake up some things in my life. So she said, so we come in there, and we're walking over Bibles and hair bobby pins and ties and all this stuff. And we're preaching. This sister comes to the front. She said, preacher, I got pain in my chest. And I said, okay, well, let's pray. She said, but hear me, I'm just not coming to get prayed for. I'm expecting God to heal me. I'm expecting him to do something that's going to blow the devil's mind. I said, wait a minute now. Calm down. You're putting too much on God. She raises her hands right in the middle of that service. We lay hands on her. And she said, preacher, the pain is gone. I have no pain. Now listen. Listen, now you thought that was something. Let me tell you what God done. While the preach word is going forth and this woman is getting healed, I looked in the back door. Here comes this man. I said, preacher, who's that man? He said, preacher, you don't know what just happened. That's a backslider. We've been praying. Come on, somebody. It's time for us to God will heal your body. He will save your family. He'll make a way. If you believe those pieces are not going to be dead, but they're going to live. They're going to dream. They're going to worship. He'll take the broken pieces of your life and put them together again. Hear me, God never abandons the broken. I'm willing that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He never leaves you in your state of brokenness. He said, gather up the fragments which remain. Gather them all up. Gather that none be lost.
I'm so glad he came from heaven to earth. I'm so glad, Brother Carl, when I couldn't put life together, he came and put it together that I may have life and have it more abundantly. Hear me, somebody. It's not the will of God for you to be lost. It's not the will of God for you to sit there, but it's the will of God for you to rise up and declare, God is going to heal me. God's going to touch me. God's going to deliver me. He's going to make a way. The shouting and dancing, that's great. Oh, that's great, Brother Weir. But we got to deal with the brokenness. Everybody wants to shout. I love going to churches, man, and just, like you guys just like you don't care how bit in the world. But hear me. You can shout and dance and still be broke. Because we don't want to deal with the fact of the matter is that you're broken. You tried to cover it up with a smile, but you're still broken. Just coming here won't get the job done, friend. Well, preacher, I got hope, I believe. Listen, the devils also believe. But I need God to take what is broken. He wants the brokenness. You don't have to bring your brokenness here in a bag and go home with the brokenness. He wants you to take the brokenness and drop it off. And God will start restoring. He'll take the brokenness of a heart and he'll begin to put it back together again. But we've got to learn to deal with real issues. Deal with his, with the Lord said, listen, stretch forth the withered hand. He got two choices. He stretched forth the hand and says, everything's okay, God. But behind him, there was the brokenness. Oh, he said, Lord, here I am. Here's the brokenness. Here's what I'm dealing with, God. Take my brokenness and make me whole. I wonder if anybody in the building have enough faith to say, Lord, I'm broken. Lord, can you fix me? Yes, he can. Can you touch my marriage? Yes, he can. Can you touch my mind? Yes, he can. But you got to first come to the realization that you're broken and nobody can fix you but Jesus. You tried everything else and everything has failed. But you found yourself in the house of God on a Sunday afternoon because you got the revelation that what I can't do, God can. That what I can't fix, God can. That what I can't make whole, God can. And he's here right now to fix you. Come on, every hand raised in this building right now. He will fix it if you let him. But we first got to deal with the root of the issue, the brokenness. Yes, he can put it together, yes, but you got to be willing to come face to face with the realization, Lord, I'm broken. My life is in pieces. God, can you just fix this? I can't do this. I can't go here. I'm tired of dealing with this. God, can you fix the broken pieces of my life? I'm looking at people with shattered dreams and family's a wreck. Home's a wreck. Your mind's a wreck. Not the fact that you got to deal with life. You got to deal with coronavirus issues and you don't know if you're going to have a job. You got all these things dealing with it. But on your spiritual side, you're still broken. We come to the fact that we would try to do things to override the fact that we're still broken. I know people that would work 3 or 4 jobs. They would work and work and work and work. But the reality of the fact is they're trying to cover up the spiritual brokenness. They'll sit in a red hot service like this and they'll clap their hands every now and then. They may even give an amen. They'll put tithing and offering. They'll go home and they still have the brokenness. I never could understand that. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Maybe the Lord has to slap me on the back of my head. But I can't understand how people could come into the house of God one way. and leave the same way. I can't. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. But I just believe if you come in here one way, broken, life has dealt you a black belt, you can leave another way. But the reality is that we're so used to being broken, we don't want to experience change. When all you know is brokenness and all you know is disappointment, the mere fact of, hey, I can be delivered and healed, nobody wants to go through that. So we learn to deal with the disappointment. We've learned to deal with the chaos. We've learned to deal with the brokenness. I can tell by the looks on your face that I'm preaching right at you this morning. I told you I didn't come to be your best friend this morning. But I can, because I can be your best friend and you still remain broken. Hear me, you can clue me out all you want to, but hear me. I'm fighting hell right now because there are people that hear the word of God going forth. Because the scripture says that when the word of God went forth, things started coming together again. I want to preach to somebody right now in the midst of your brokenness that God wants to heal you right now. That God wants to deliver you right now from the cares of this life. But you got to come to the realization, God, I need fixing. I need restored. I need you to touch my mind right now. Because if you can ever fix me, you can touch my kids. If you can ever fix me, you can touch my marriage. But it all starts with you. I need you, Lord. I need you. Can you fix me? I've got a broken heart. Let's all stand today. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. I've tried it this way, tried it that way, but I'm find myself still broken and hurt and confused. I'm trying to figure it all out. But the more you try and figure it out, all you have is broken pieces. I want my life to be right, God. I want my family to be right. I want to serve you, but I don't know where to start. All I see is brokenness around me. Everything I touch becomes broken. Can I ever get to a place where I can just start over? The good news is this. That you're in the house of God today. That's the best news you're going to hear all day. That you've been given one more opportunity to be in the house of God where you can leave this place differently than you showed up. But hear me, he's not going to force himself on you. God's not just going to grab you and bring you to an altar and sit you down and say, now tell me about your brokenness. No, God is a gentleman. He wants you, amen, to come out of your comfort zone. He wants you, Brother Carl, not to be concerned about what people think about you, not to be concerned about how people feel about you, because they don't know how broke you are, but you understand that he's the only one that can put it together. He's the only one that can transform my life. We were preaching last week in Ohio, and there was this dear sister, man. She was praying, and she prayed like she didn't care who was watching her. After the service was over, she told us that she was a backslidden church girl, and she had gotten back in the church, and she prayed, God, can you just touch my kids? I just want you to touch them. So there's no other better prayer than a parent to pray, God, touch my kids. Touch my kids. So she prayed. She said, God, just I want you to touch my kids. So we have in church last week, Brother Weir, the Holy Ghost started moving. She had this mask on her face. And I remember saying that there has to come those times in your life where you've got to forget about everything else. Because hear me, expectancy is the highest form of faith. It's not enough to hope, because hope it leaves a door that says, well, maybe if it doesn't do it, I'm okay. It's not enough to believe because the devil's believing. But expectancy says, Lord, when I show up, I'm expecting you to do something. It may not be for me, but it's going to be for somebody. I'm expecting you to do something that'll blow my mind. So she started praying, and she took that mask off, you know. She started praying. And we gave the altar call. All her kids, they all, you know, this is how kids do, get around the parents. They're praying, you know. And I said, I don't care who you are. If you need the Holy Ghost, we pray. So we start praying for this. We start praying for this little boy. And he got the Holy Ghost. Mom started crying because her prayer was answered. But you see, you don't know her story. See, that's why you got to watch out who you make fun of when they pray and when they worship. Because you don't know the hell they're going through. I've been there. I used to make fun of this sister. And I had an elder said, listen here, brother. Whatever you do, don't you make fun of those, because you don't know what they're fighting. So God, he got the Holy Ghost, and man, she just got a little bit louder. And my wife is praying for this older gentleman. And we're praying for a daughter, and her daughter gets the Holy Ghost. So my wife is praying for the younger gentleman, and I'm being crazy. I said, hey, she got the Holy Ghost? And my wife said, yeah, he got the Holy Ghost already. He's already got it. That's good. So we're praying. Come to find out, he didn't have the Holy Ghost. She prayed to give him the Holy Ghost. So she says after the service, Pastor, she says, my life was broken. She said, my life was in a wreck. She said, I lost all hope. She said, but I found my way back into the house of God one more day. And she said, God, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to worship you like nobody's business, because you know I'm broken. And you know what I have need of. And I'm not going to focus on the hurt and the disappointment. I'm not going to focus on what people say about me. I'm not going to focus on how others, amen, perceive me, because I know they can't heal me, and they can't put the pieces of life back together, and they can't make a way for me, and they can't touch my kids, and they didn't die for my sins, and I didn't die for my sins, God. So I'm going to come to the altar, Lord, and I'm going to reveal myself to you. Was the most powerful part. She said, I'm going to go to the altar and I'm going to expose myself. And that's where we all run into the issues, because we can come to the altar, but we don't want to expose the brokenness. See, they never knew Superman was Superman until he took off that suit. He had the super cape. But until then, he was just Clark Kent. He exposed himself. Hear me today. Are you willing to expose the brokenness? You go home, you lay your head down at nighttime, you cry over that family. You cry, God, I want things to be the way it used to be. But all you see is the brokenness. All you see is the family scattered apart. All you see is the hurt and disappointment. Can I tell you, God doesn't look at your brokenness as you see your brokenness. God sees, amen, he's making a way out of no way. God sees there's a problem that I can't solve. God sees there's a sickness that I can't heal. But will they be able to expose themselves in my presence? Come on, everybody, stand, every hand lifted to the heavens, right?